Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 49 for Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $4 to $5 per ton weaker on Tuesday, with the November contract at $460 a ton. The market lost ground with advances in the Canadian dollar. The loonie gained against its U.S. counterpart on Tuesday, which is bearish for canola as it makes the commodity less appealing to international buyers. Pre-report positioning was also a feature, as Statistics Canada is set to release its latest stocks report on Wednesday, September 7th. Harvest pressure also added to canola's downside. However, ideas that fund traders may soon move from short to long positions could underpin the market in coming sessions. Advances in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex further limited declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger, corn was mostly unchanged, and wheat declined. Soybeans were up 4 to 7 cents, with the November contract up 7 at $9.60 a bushel. Soybeans gained with strong export demand for new crop oilseed. South America is mostly sold out of soybeans, which increases demand for U.S. crops and added to the advances. Losses in the U.S. dollar were also bullish. However, the expectation for a large upcoming crop limited gains. Corn was unchanged to up 1 cent with the December contract at $3.28 a bushel. Corn prices moved to both sides of unchanged after a day of choppy trading. Growing production numbers had a bearish effect on the market. Fresh yield estimates are near 175.6 bushels an acre, which is bearish. Weakness in the crude oil market was also a feature as lower crude prices make blending corn into ethanol less appealing to processors. However, weakness in the U.S. dollar and spillover support from the nearby soybean market underpin prices. Wheat was down 1 to 6 cents with the Chicago December contract down 1 at $3.98 a bushel. Wheat moved lower with a bearish supply and demand situation, which is amplified by fresh estimates from Russia. A Russian industry group raised their forecast for wheat production by 2 million metric tons to 72 million metric tons. Fund selling was another bearish feature. However, losses in the U.S. dollar underpin the market and capped declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 6th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.